Walter Etcetera's new album, Gloom Cruise, is a hedonist instrumental paradise shadowed by morose, inquisitive lyrical themes that explore relationships, moving on, and finding happiness. Gloom Cruise marks a departure from previous band Walter Mitty and his makeshift orchestras, stripped down acoustic ambiance to a more traditional band setup. Founding member Dustin Hayes elaborated on this change.
It kind of just happened naturally, really. A lot of the songs we were just writing on electric guitars and playing with drums and stuff. And whenever we'd play live, that was like always kind of how Walter Mitty started playing in the last couple of years, was just like translating all the songs to electric anyways, just to like fill out the sound in a room. So we just kind of had more, you know, electric oriented music, and but the band went through a bunch of changes and we tweaked the name a little bit to kind of make way for a whole new sound.
While Gloom Cruise marks a noticeable transition for Walter Etcetera, Hayes noted that it might not be as big of one as we think.
I feel like besides the musical, the drastic musical change, I feel like it's almost just kind of like a continuation after Wellsoon, just like following this Walter character going through kind of like the 20s now, you know?
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's not so much this autonomous album, but kind of just the next step after the last one.
The second track on the album, Stumptown Summer Heartthrob, exemplifies this new sound with a bright, upbeat power pop melody and a dancey rhythm. The song discusses a big move in Hayes' life made with a close friend.
That one's kind of about me and my buddy who played in Walter Mitty. We moved up to Portland together from California, and we kind of just had this idea of moving to Portland and just totally committing our lives to like music and art and like just diving deep into it and you know, turning our backs on any conventional kind of life that other people were doing. And so it's kind of about like that excitement and fear of like stepping off into this deep end in the city where we didn't know anyone, and then trying to like stick with it too and try to make the dream come true even as we get older and it gets harder kind of thing.
Stump down summer heartthrob, what's the combo to your bike lock? I'll get your iced coffee, you buy me more time to pin our lips. We could make it in this city. You walking dogs, maybe.
Walter Etcetera did not stray too far from the roots on this album, though. The album's fifth track, All Connotations, is a look into the trials and tribulations of relationships set to a simple but scenic folk melody.
Yeah, writing the music for that one, I think because it's just like that repetitive riff over and over, and I kind of just liked kind of like the oscillating rhythm of it just keeps like turning over and over itself, and it felt kind of like meditative and slow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of just like wanted to just really make this really quiet, soft, kind of like meditation sounding song about exactly what you're talking about, just kind of like relationship issues and like trying to channel that into something more calming than the actual thing.
So you can hear